right now because I've wanted to have this guy on for a while. He is a legendary stand-up comedian. You know him as Tom Dreesen. Tom, welcome to Nightlight.
Pete, it's nice to talk to you. Let me tell you how I became a legend. All my critics are dead.
Did you have anything to do with that? Don't say anything, Tom.
No, I refuse to answer on the grounds it might incriminate me. I'll plead the fifth on that.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Almost halfway there to getting a jury for the hush money trial of Donald Trump.
The hush money criminal trial of former President Donald Trump made up for lost time on Tuesday. After no jurors were seated on Monday, the second day saw 7 jurors sworn in. Those jurors were told by Judge Juan Merchant to come back on Monday unless they hear otherwise from the court, suggesting that opening statements could happen as soon as early next week. 5 more jurors and 6 alternates still need to be chosen. Jury selection resumes Thursday. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The Supreme Court took arguments over whether those convicted and imprisoned for the January 6th insurrection were charged properly under a law enacted about 20 years ago in the wake of the Enron scandal. The Labor Department issued a new final rule cutting in half the permissible exposure limit for crystalline silica dust for coal miners. The dust has contributed to the premature deaths from black lung disease of thousands of miners. This is ABC News. ABC's Derek Dennis says the Anti-Defamation League is out with its annual report on anti-Semitic activity in these United States.
Anti-Semitic incidents in the U.S. at an all-time high, according to the ADL, listing nearly 9,000 cases of assault, harassment, and targeted vandalism in 2023. That's a 140% increase over the previous year. More than 5,000 incidents happened after the October 7th attack on Israel. New York and New Jersey were among the top 4 states with the most incidents reported. California was number 1. The report's release comes amid high tensions in the Middle East following Iran's missile attack against Israel over the weekend. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
It may have been fresh, but that coffee you had is very, very old. Using genes from coffee plants worldwide, researchers built a family tree for Arabica, the most popular type of coffee in the world. They found that the species emerged around 600,000 years ago. The research aimed at protecting the coffee plant from climate change. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The Todd Alba Show.
Luke, I'm just going to say it again. The real problem here was that goofy in-season soccer tournament that they had. That threw everything
That's
off.
That's not... What are you talking about? That was December off. Basketball. You just couldn't figure out the rules,
You're exactly
Todd.
Right. There are goofy rules I couldn't figure out. I don't like them.
You would not do well with driving on the left-hand side of the road.
Oh, absolutely
you
not. Absolutely
you would just yeah. start freak freaking out. Yeah.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The global supply of insulin. And in the United States, that means that there are unaffordable costs.
Catherine Poe is a policy researcher. Wisconsin is not one of the 25 states that cap insulin copays. 2 scenic highways in Wisconsin are now part of the state's Rustic Roads program. The first stretch covers almost 10 miles near the American Birkebeiner Trail in northwest Wisconsin. The other new route crosses Honey Creek near East Troy and passes what was once a one-room schoolhouse. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers lose to San Diego. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Padres played the Dodgers in L.A. on Sunday Night Baseball and didn't get into Milwaukee until Monday morning, yet they still managed to beat the Brewers 7-3 at AmFam Field. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Give the Padres credit for taking that long trip and getting here at 6 in the morning and coming out with their A group. And yeah, we didn't put them away. We had a chance to put them away early and we didn't, and it's credit to them.
Brewers pitcher Joe Ross.
I feel like I threw the ball well. If there was one pitch I would like to throw again, it's probably the last pitch. But otherwise, I felt good about how I was throwing the ball.
NBA, Doc Rivers is getting the Bucks ready for Sunday's playoff game against the Pacers. Does he know yet about the status of Giannis or some of their other injured players?
I literally don't know yet. Like, I'm going to watch film, and we'll get to it. And we will have a game plan, and we'll be ready when that day comes.
That's Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some showers and storms will eventually end. Some of the rain, though, locally heavy. Breezy with southeast winds gusting over 30 and lows dropping to the mid-50s. On Wednesday, showers and storms around, along with the clouds, breezy winds, highs in the lower 60s. It's 60 at our studios.
Hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
Org.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to Hour 3 of the Tom Hartman Program. On the line with us is our buddy Sabrina Hake, the federal trial attorney, 20-plus years of experience specializing in First and 14th Amendment defense, contributor to numerous law journals and publications, including the Chicago Tribune, but most importantly, the author of The Hake Take over on Substack. You can find it at Sabrina Hake, H-A-A-K-E, .substack.com, or just type in Hake, H-A-A-K-E, take over on Substack, and it'll pop right up. You can find it. It's also on Twitter. It's Hake underscore Sabrina. Sabrina, welcome back to the program. I love this article that you published in your Hake Take newsletter, titled, Is the Arc of Justice Finally Bending Against Big Oil? Tell us about this. Yours was titled, Climate Justice Has Begun. And it starts out with the European Council of Human Rights. Give us the story.
Right. So last week, it's a monumental ruling that hasn't gotten much attention from mainstream media, surprisingly, but it is a 250-page ruling, and it's complicated and dense. The European Court of Human Rights has issued a ruling for the first time in history that failure to address climate change is a violation of human rights. It's a big deal. It's kind of a no-brainer. It makes common sense that if you have the right to life, as we do under our the ability to pursue life and the pursuit of happiness, that having a livable planet with drinkable water and breathable air would be part of that. But it's more complicated than that. But before I get to what's happening in the United States and the complications here, I just want to applaud the Swiss government's response and the plaintiffs in Switzerland who brought this case. Most cases on climate are brought, of course, by young people freaked out about what's happening with the planet. You can't blame them. I'm freaked out about it, too, as most of us are. But in this case, the plaintiffs were elderly women in their 70s, and the court agreed with them that they had a right to pursue this claim because they have the right to live without undue influence from a poisonous environment. In that case, elderly people have their own particular responses to heat waves. The complication in the United States has been for years what's called the political doctrine question, the political question doctrine, excuse me. Federal courts are not supposed to set policy. If there's an issue that the federal government through legislation can address, we of course expect our elected officials to do that. But in the United States, under Citizens United, as you know very well, big oil has the right to have outsized influence on who gets elected, and they make very sure that they support politicians who will not vote to restrict the use of fossil fuels. It leaves us in a bind because we have the courts who are reluctant to act, and federal legislators who are basically owned by big oil, not willing to act because they're afraid that they will be defeated or primaried with money from big oil. The great news is that courts, plaintiffs are taking a different tack now. Instead of going after the policy and climate change in general, They're going after big oil for deceptive practices. And man, is it a whopper. We have known for decades that big oil, including numerous companies, and I'll just name a few against whom present cases are pending, Chevron, ExxonMobil, Shell, American Petroleum Institute, and others who have engaged in deceptive practices for decades. We have it in writing that their CEOs have known forever that there's a causal link between their products and what's happening with climate change, and it's particularly increasing the global temperature. But instead of owning that and trying to mitigate the damages and trying to come forward with a solution, they have been lying about it, hiring scientists who are clearly biased and pretending that they are not biased. They've sent forged letters to Congress. They've engaged in fake grassroots campaigns. It's all of a piece to stop us, to stop federal legislators from enacting legislation that would effectively address climate change. And we know we are running out of time. There's no serious scientific debate about what's causing our temperature increase. The question is what you do about it. So now the cases that are pending, and over two dozen cases are pending in several courts, have been brought by numerous state and local government, including Rhode Island, Baltimore, Boulder, Colorado, San Miguel counties, Honolulu, Maui, the state of California, Marin, San Mateo, and Santa Cruz counties, to name a few. And they're going after big oil for this deception that they have proved over decades. Cases are pending, but the Supreme Court, in a good piece of news, has said that if these are state cases alleging state crimes, state violations for negligence, nuisance, and fraud and deceptive practices, they are not going to kick the cases to federal court. Big oil, of course, is desperate to get these cases removed to federal court because they want the political question doctrine to prevail. And they also are making the argument that courts can't set policy. This is up to the federal government that they are paying not to do anything about climate. So it's a catch-22. Plaintiffs have figured out a way around it. The cases in Montana and Hawaii that I talk about in my Substack are very hopeful cases. They were brought by young people arguing that they have the right to a clean environment. And the Montana case is pretty close to the Switzerland ruling, where Montana in its constitution guarantees a livable environment. And the judge in that case agreed, granted the relief. And the people who are granting permits now for oil and gas drilling and other kinds of related activities now have to consider what they're doing to the environment through climate change. And the Montana Supreme Court refused to put a stay on that ruling while, of course, Big Oil is appealing it. So those are good indications. And in Hawaii, there's another case pending by young plaintiffs against the Department of Transportation saying that what they're doing is encouraging the use of fossil fuels. They're not wrong. And there's also a case pending in Hawaii where the government is suing Big Oil. That case is up on appeal. The Big Oils have filed a petition with the Supreme Court, again, arguing that federal law preempts these state law claims. Of course, they want to get out of state law claims because they're pretty much unassailable. If they've got it in writing that they've known all these decades, I mean, I've seen evidence going back to the 1940s that scientists were telling the oil industry that this is causing fluorocarbons to bond, and that emissions are going to eventually raise our temperature into unsustainable levels. They've known about it and they've lied about it. So I think that the jurisdiction tide is turning and that these cases are going to start to proliferate. It'll be interesting to see what this version of the Supreme Court does with it. We know that there are several people on the bench who have ties to big oil. Alito is a big investor. Amy Coney Barrett's father was involved with the American Petroleum Institute for decades. She grew up with it. Clarence Thomas, we all know, is a bot justice. It'll be tricky to see what they do with it. Right. But if every young person voted, that's the solution. Because if every young person voted, we could change the makeup and change the trajectory. And the day the election happens, we can start to transition to a clean energy. We have the money. We have the means. We just don't have the will to do it.
And we have the technology. To what extent is this an analogy or analogous to the tobacco settlements in the 90s?
Exactly. The tobacco cases and the opioid cases, and the same thing. Plaintiffs were able to show that there were deceptive practices, that the corporations knew that their products were killing people, and because they were so lucrative, they advertised them anyway. They promoted them anyway. So it wasn't just the use of the opioids or the tobacco, which would be hard to stop, but it was the fact that these corporations made trillions of dollars peddling these products, knowing that they were dangerous and lying about them. So it's a straight up consumer fraud, deceptive practices. And I think these state cases have real legs, and that big oil is going to, they need to start looking over their shoulders and getting serious about what they're going to do about it.
That's great. We're going to hit a break in a second, but I had an unrelated question for you as an attorney. Do you know what the penalties would be and how they would be meted out to a juror who embeds themselves on the Trump jury with the specific intention of hanging the jury?
No, I don't know what the specific penalties would be. I'm guessing it's very much controlled by state law, and in this case, a New York law would govern it. It's a great question, and of course, it's something everybody has to wonder about, because if you feel very strongly and you Trump is your Lord and Savior, you'll do whatever you can, including perjure yourself. So, you know, there'd be penalties for perjury, all kinds of implications for the individual who does that. But in terms of our national justice and our national politics, it would be disastrous.
There you go. Sabrina Hake, check it out over at substack.com. Hake's Take, H-A-A-K-E. Sabrina, thanks so much for dropping by.
Thanks so much. Always free. Thank you.
There you go.
This
good talking to you.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
15 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls in just a moment.
News from the center, WTRC and Sports, 1450 AM at 107.1 FM, Richland County's choice for news, 107.7 FM.
Being a mom is a full-time job, but even the most exhausted moms can have trouble sleeping. So this Mother's Day, buy mom something that can transform her sleep. Cozy Earth luxury bedding and sleepwear. Right now, my listeners can save 35% on Cozy Earth products. Just use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at CozyEarth.com. Cozy Earth only uses fabrics and materials of unparalleled quality in their bedding and sleepwear. Your mom will love the feel. She'll be cradled by superior softness the second she goes to bed. And Cozy Earth knows the secret to better sleep, temperature regulation. Their bedding and pajamas keep your body at a comfortable temperature no matter what the weather. That's my favorite thing. Plus, every Cozy Earth purchase is backed by their 100-night sleep trial and 10-year warranty. Yeah, brunch is nice, but this Mother's Day, give mom the luxury and sleep quality she deserves. Treat her to luxurious Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear. And remember to use the promo code TOM to save 35% at CozyEarth.com.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Switching to solar power can be a bright idea for your wallet. Here are three reasons. First, you could save big money on your electric bills. Forbes magazine says an average of $1,500 a year, and over the life of your solar, it's $25,000 to $33,000. Number two, you can take advantage of tax credits to help it get paid for and installed. Now, lots of states like Wisconsin waive property and sales tax on solar, and the federal government recently passed a bunch of new tax benefits too. Those are your tax dollars at work, so let's put them to work for you. And number three, solar panels can boost your home's resale value. Now, if you don't get enough sunlight, it might not pencil out for you, but man, that chance to save $1,500 a year is definitely worth checking out. Okay, folks, that was your Work Money Minute. For more tips like these, go to workmoney.org. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy, saying take good care.
The Todd Alba Show.
Who do you want making the decisions for your daughters if you're a girl dad? I have two girls, 14 and 12, and I still consider myself pro-life. But here's the thing. I became a conservative because I didn't want government telling me what to do and being intrusive in my life. Mm-hmm. And I'll be damned if I want a bunch of theocrats getting in the middle of my daughter's life.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Letting someone else live their life in a way that you may not agree with, guess what? That's American. That's what we get to do here. We don't get to place our religious beliefs in a position of governmental endorsement so that we can exclude others from our educational systems, from our boardrooms. That ain't American. It isn't the Wisconsin that I know either.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. There are so many dog food brands out there. It can be hard to cut through the noise and figure out which food really has the best nutrition and ingredients for your dog. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, because unlike many other brands, it's veterinarian formulated, so I know my dogs Blue and Chewy get the best. With ingredients like salmon, beef liver, sweet potatoes, blueberries, and spinach, which are superfoods Dr. Marty's used in his own practice to help dogs thrive. This is not one of those fresh dog foods that takes up fridge space and can expire quickly. There's no squeezing wet food out of a pouch. Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, so it contains the max amount of nutrients, it's shelf-stable, and it comes in bite-sized nuggets that are dry to the touch. It has the convenience of kibble, but the nutrition and ingredients of a wholesome homemade food, and dogs absolutely love the flavor. Save up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus get a free pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Welcome back. 21 minutes past the hour. And over at HunterAndAFarmersWorld.com, my site about attention deficit disorder, I published a piece yesterday morning titled ADHD, Good German Schools Come to America. And it's about the history of our public school system and how different it is from many other countries' public schools, how we can fix it to make it more accommodating to everybody, which would include ADHD students, as well as the farmer students, the normal students. And basically, it would be, you know, increasing the level of stimulation. Louise and I, back in the 90s, when I was traveling around the world speaking on ADHD, we visited Taiwan and spent the day in a public school there. And it was just amazing. The teacher got up, and this was all done in I assume Mandarin, in Chinese, and I didn't understand what was being said, but I could tell what was going on. She got up in front of a class of about 30, 35 students, and on the blackboard she laid out this math problem, and these were like 8-year-olds or 9-year-olds. And then she asked, who understands what I just laid out on the board? This is today's lesson. Who already understands it? And 5 or 6 kids stood up. And so then what happened was the other kids formed little circles around these standing kids, and the standing kids, with the teacher walking around the classroom helping them as kind of a teaching assistant, the standing kids taught their own peers, it's called peer teaching, taught their own peers the math equation, you know, the theory behind it, how it worked. And as the kids who were sitting came to understand what was being taught, they stood up and joined the one who was teaching. And this continued through the hour of the class until every single kid in the class was standing. So it is possible to create classrooms where you have high levels of stimulation that work fine for the farmer kids, but are also uniquely helpful to the hunter kids. Another point that I make is that in the 1890s, when Horace Mann went off to Germany and got his PhD, it took him 6 months,
in education and came back to the United States as an evangelist for the German system of public schooling. And the idea was, and he sold this to American industry, the first state to adopt this, the first city was Boston, and the first state was Massachusetts, and this was imposed on Boston by the Massachusetts legislature at the suggestion of Horace Mann, in order to create good workers for the factories. This was how it was sold to the legislature. That this system will indoctrinate children in how to, they will stop being critical thinkers, they will stop being rabble-rousers, they will start being conformists, and they will learn how to stand in one place and put one bolt on one screw, you know, over and over and over again all day long. In other words, working in a factory or on an assembly line, although the assembly line at that point hadn't been, you know, fine-tuned by Henry Ford. That was in the 19-teens, but nonetheless, in the 1890s, this was Horace Mann's sales pitch, is you want to have a compliant workforce, you want to have an army where people don't question authority, where they do what they're told, you want to have, you know, citizens who do what they're told, you know, force them into mandatory public schools. Now, I'm a big fan of mandatory public schools, but I do believe that they should be reinvented in ways that are broader in their skill, you know, in their teaching techniques. And a lot of schools are, very innovative schools are doing this, and the teachers' unions encourage this kind of thing, by the way. But, you know, a lot of schools are just underfunded and way behind and under-resourced, and they're just, you know, way behind the curve. So my article over at HunterAndAFarmersWorld.com about good German schools come to America is about how we can reinvent our schools to make them schools that work for all of our kids. And that we don't have to just go with Horace Mann's model of, you know, every 60 minutes there's a bell is rung and everybody gets up and moves and everybody studies the exact same thing at the exact same time in the exact same way at the exact same pace, which bores the hell out of the really smart kids and sometimes leaves the not so smart kids in the dust and, you know, really only works to that kind of bell curve distribution middle. And in particular of the farmers within that bell curve. And so, you know, there's a lot that we can do around this. That was in May of 1996 that we went to Taiwan. And, I'm, you know, I don't know that they're still doing it. I'm not sure how it works, but it was in the independent Taiwanese schools were referred to as anarchic, you know, anarchy. It's crazy. Well, no, actually, the kids actually learn an awful lot. And in fact, they noted in that independent article that the Taiwanese pupils are ahead of their British contemporaries. You can find it all over at HunterAndAFarmersWorld.com. I'll be back with your calls.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Your calls are next. Stay with us.
News from the Santa Highland, your choice for news, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
Richland County's choice for AM and 107.7 FM.
I really do try to live with a heart-healthy diet and a good exercise routine, and I also love Superbeats Heart Chews. I get daily blood pressure support and just two tasty chews a day. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the antioxidants in Superbeats are clinically shown to be nearly two times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. I know I'm doing something good for myself every day when I eat my Superbeats Heart Chews. I've been taking them for years. I keep them by the bed, so I see it every night. And don't forget, they're so convenient to take. I just love that. Superbeats Heart Chews are effective and clinically studied. From Superbeats, the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended beet brand for cardiovascular health support. It's a convenient way to support healthy blood pressure. No pills to swallow, no ingredients to mix or prepare. Plus, they're plant-based. No artificial sweeteners or colors. Double your potential with Superbeats Heart Chews. Get a free month's supply of Superbeats Heart Chews in all bundles and a free full-size bag of turmeric chews valued at $25 with your order by going to TomLovesBeets.com. Get this offer exclusively at TomLovesBeets.com. It's T-H-O-M loves B-E-E-T-S.com. Quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. With higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR, all into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required. It's accessible from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Hartman with two N's. netsuite.com/Hartman. That's netsuite.com/Hartman.
From Hillsboro to Highland, your choice for news, talk, and sports is News from the Center. WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Almost halfway there to getting a jury for the hush money trial of Donald Trump.
The hush money criminal trial of former President Donald Trump made up for lost time on Tuesday. After no jurors were seated on Monday, the second day saw seven jurors sworn in. Those jurors were told by Judge Juan Merchan to come back on Monday unless they hear otherwise from the court, suggesting that opening statements could happen as soon as early next week. Five more jurors and six alternates still need to be chosen. Jury selection resumes Thursday. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The Supreme Court took arguments over whether those convicted, and imprisoned for the January 6th insurrection were charged properly under a law enacted about 20 years ago in the wake of the Enron scandal. The Labor Department issued a new final rule cutting in half the permissible exposure limit for crystalline silica dust for coal miners. The dust has contributed to the premature deaths from black lung disease of thousands of miners. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. There will be no meeting of the powerful Joint Finance Committee to free up $125 million for PFAS cleanup in Wisconsin. Governor Evers says Republicans on the panel chose not to show up.
Am I angry about that? I'll just speak for myself. The answer is yes. We should absolutely be getting that money out the door. It's there. And by the fact that the Republicans on the committee are no-shows means that more people are going to suffer.
Republicans fault Evers for vetoing the PFAS bill they sent him this spring. Donald Trump's Wisconsin campaign director in 2020 will lead the Wisconsin Republican Party this election year. Andrew Iverson takes over as executive director. In 2020, Iverson pushed unfounded allegations of widespread voter fraud. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
I'm really excited right now because I've wanted to have this guy on for a while. He is a legendary stand-up comedian. You know him as Tom Dreesen. Tom, welcome to Nightline.
Pete, it's nice to talk to you. Let me tell you how I became a legend. All my critics are dead.
Did you have anything to do with that? Don't say anything, Tom.
No, I refuse to answer on the grounds it might incriminate me. I'll plead the fifth on that.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some showers and storms will eventually end. Some of the rain, though, locally heavy. Breezy with southeast winds gusting over 30 and lows dropping to the mid-50s. On Wednesday, showers and storms around, along with the clouds, breezy winds, highs in the lower 60s. It's 60 at our studios.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you. I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
From international trade policy to immigration policy to housing, we've got all kinds of topics. the wars between Republicans and Democrats, the Republican efforts to induce fascism in the United States. A great selection of opinions will be found over at HartmanReport.com. Being a mom is a full-time job, but even the most exhausted moms can have trouble sleeping. So this Mother's Day, buy mom something that can transform her sleep. Cozy Earth Luxury Bedding and Sleepwear. And right now, my listeners can save 35% on Cozy Earth products. Just use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at CozyEarth.com. Cozy Earth only uses fabrics and materials of unparalleled quality in their bedding and sleepwear. Your mom will love the feel. She'll be cradled by superior softness the second she goes to bed. And Cozy Earth knows the secret to better sleep, temperature regulation. Their bedding and pajamas keep your body at a comfortable temperature no matter what the weather. That's my favorite thing. Plus, every Cozy Earth purchase is backed by their 100-night sleep trial and 10-year warranty. Yeah, brunch is nice, but this Mother's Day, get mom the luxury and sleep quality she deserves. Treat her to luxurious Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear. Remember to use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, to save 35% on CozyEarth.com. Oh, welcome back. Picking up your calls here, George in Cripple Creek, Virginia. Hey, George, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, how are you doing? You know, talking about the threat that Putin and Russia represent. You know, read an article in the Daily Mail or the Guardian. You know, the CIA is looking for recruits with critical language skills, and they mentioned Chinese and Arabic and several others, but not Russian or Ukrainian. And it takes a lot of time and effort to train competent Russian linguists. Mm-hmm. For example, I learned Russian at the U.S. Army Language School in Monterey, California, and the basic course ran 6 hours a day, 5 days a week for 47 weeks, and Whoa. We learned primarily Russian military terminology, but also we study Russian history, geography, literature, everyday life. Mm-hmm. You know, we need Russian linguists now because of the threat posed by Putin. We have to be monitoring Putin and the Russians.
Well, and if Trump gets elected, we all may be speaking Russian.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I'll be back in demand then.
There you go, George.
One interesting sideline, yeah, when I worked for no such agency in 1991 when the Soviet Union collapsed, mm-hmm. I retrained and learned Ukrainian and Belarusian.
Oh, you did? Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's I'm impressed.
Yeah, because, you know, there's some slight differences in the alphabets and grammar, but, you know, since they were two Slavic languages, it wasn't that much of a problem to learn them.
Is it like the difference between, you know, I'm guessing it's far more different than the difference between, like, you know, American English and Louisiana English, for example, you know, the
exactly
deep south.
Right. Yeah, like they do. Yeah, they have a few extra letters and things like that. But one other thing. That Plot Against America, that's an excellent series.
Yeah, you've seen it.
Yes, on HBO.
Yeah, I thought
and
that
the
was...
The interesting thing was Charles Lindbergh that defeated FDR in the 1940 election.
Say what? Oh, in the movie.
Charles Lindbergh.
In the movie.
Defeated FDR in the 1940 election.
Right, in the movie.
Yeah, in the movie, right.
Yeah.
You know, he reoriented U.S. policy toward Hitler and all that, and that's why it, you know, wound up like a, being a Kristallnacht leader in the series.
Yeah.
Everybody should watch that to see what fascism, how it could arise even here.
Now, that was the movie that takes place, like, in New Jersey or something, not the one that takes place
in
France,
New Jersey,
right?
Exactly.
Do you remember the name of the one that takes place in France? That's about the guy who's trying to get out at the very end. Transatlantic. Sean says it's called Transatlantic.
Transatlantic. That's it. Yeah, that was another excellent one.
Yeah. It's a new kind of genre, but I think we need more of them. People need to wake
exactly.
the hell up. Yeah. Well said, George. You continue to amaze me.
Good work, I'm listening to you either three speech or serious. It's like, hey, if it wasn't for that, I'd be out in the wilderness.
Yeah. Well, thank you, George. Thank you for your kind words. And always nice to hear from you. Thank you for the call.
Yeah, same here, Tom. Right, bye.
Thank you. Lance in Montgomery, Alabama. Hey, Lance, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Hey, Tom, how you doing there?
Good. What's up?
Good. Well, Tom, I called to find out if anything happened with our dear friend DeJoy, you know, the postal guy.
To the best of my knowledge, we're still waiting on the Senate to confirm Biden's last two nominees to the Postal Board of Governors, who will then reach the critical mass that is capable of firing DeJoy.
Yes, because that would be really good.
So you might want to direct your inquiries to Chuck Schumer.
Chuck Schumer. Okay. And one last quick thing, Tom. Mm-hmm. Any chance you can get the DNC chairman as a guest?
Oh yeah, Jamie Harrison's been on the program many times. We'll be getting him back on. Absolutely. Is there a specific question you wanted to ask him?
Yes, because Florida is a really swing state, and they need to focus a lot on Florida as well as some other states.
Yeah, I'm with
you. That's why, you know, they're losing. They're not getting the message out.
Well, and the whole abortion issue is going to be huge in Florida. I mean, you know, DeSantis signed that 6-week abortion ban, and people are seriously pissed off about it. I think that, unless the voter suppression is as successful as Republicans think it's going to be, that there's a very, very good chance that this November, the election could just be a blowout for Democrats. It could be something on the order of the 1984 election for Republicans.
Well, let's hope that happens.
Yeah.
Thanks, Tom.
I'm with you. Thank you, Lance. Good talking to you. Mike in Philadelphia. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind today? You wanted to talk about Trump's stock?
Yes.
Go for it.
I'm trying to understand, so I'm a PhD in math, but, you know, I was always taught, you know, you only went public if you were proven to be profitable from the start, that you now can make more money and advance your business.
Right.
Here, I'm thinking this guy was $58 million in the red, right out there, there were $58 million in the hole right out the back, and only turned a $4 million alleged profit, but then you go public, and I'm thinking, what am I missing here? Now, according to what I saw earlier today, they're down 14.36. They were like 26 last night. It closed. Now they're down to 22 and going down.
It's going to get below a dollar, Mike.
How do you do that?
Well, first of all, the $4 million was not their profit last year. That was their total revenue. They lost $48 million.
So that means
their expenses were $52 million, and they brought in $4 million, so they had a loss of $48 million. That tells me that that company is, you know, it's got a negative net worth. So, you know, arguably their stock price should be, you know, they should pay you to take the stock. But
they're saying it right now.
Go ahead.
What I saw earlier in the news is that somehow his loyalists are buying in to the stock.
Yeah, there's
and I'm shaking my head like,
in Ross' story about that today, about how the Trump followers are still buying the stock because they think that, you know, their money's going to go to Donald Trump. And it's rather pathetic. I mean, it really is. It's kind of sad.
But I'm thinking, you know, but my thing is, too, where is the SEC with this?
Because
I thought somebody said, if you look at this closely, to me, this is like almost like signs of a pump and dump?
Yeah, this is a scam stock, and I think there's a large element of pump and dump to it. But my guess is that the SEC is not going after them, probably because Biden has told them not to. Just let Trump's investors suffer the consequences of their own stupidity. I don't think he wants to be seen as interfering in Trump's businesses. So,
this almost goes back to something as a kid coming up, you see the old term, I got a couple of bridges I'd like to sell you.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I've got this great bridge in Brooklyn. You might be interested in it.
The Virgin Islands of New York. Okay, thank you.
Mike, thanks a lot for the call. It's great to hear from you. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's 43 minutes past the hour and change. It's the Tom Hartman Program, helping you win the water cooler wars. I'll be right back with your calls.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Taking back the mainstream media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, right here. I'll be right back.
Ithaca's choice for news, talk, and sports. This news from the center. WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
There are so many dog food brands out there, it can be hard to cut through the noise and figure out which food really has the best nutrition and ingredients for your dog. And that's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, because unlike many other brands, it's veterinarian formulated. So I know that my dogs Blue and Chewy get the best, with ingredients like salmon, beef liver, sweet potatoes, blueberries, and spinach, which are superfoods Dr. Marty's used in his own practice to help dogs thrive. This is not one of those fresh dog foods that takes up fridge space and can expire quickly. There's no squeezing wet food out of a pouch. Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, so it contains the max amount of nutrients, it's shelf-stable, and it comes in bite-sized nuggets that are dry to the touch. It has the convenience of kibble, but the nutrition and ingredients of a wholesome dog food. Dogs love the flavor. Save up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Dogs' results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
The Todd Alba Show.
Luke, I'm just going to say it again. The real problem here was that goofy in-season soccer tournament that they had. That threw everything
off. What are you talking about? That was December basketball. You just couldn't figure out the rules.
You're exactly right. There are goofy rules I couldn't figure out. I don't like them.
You would not do well with driving on the left-hand side of the road.
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely
not. You would just start freaking out.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny.
I wonder what Matt Damon's mom would say when it comes to teaching science to little kids.
Wait, what? You want to know what my mom would say? All right, well, just ask her.
And there she is, Dr. Nancy Carlson Page. Welcome to Busted Pencils. Nancy, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. It's great to see you. It's great to be here.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. There are so many dog food brands out there, it can be hard to cut through the noise and figure out which food really has the best nutrition and ingredients for your dog. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, because unlike many other brands, it's veterinarian formulated. So I know my dogs Blue and Chewy get the best, with ingredients like salmon, beef liver, sweet potatoes, blueberries, and spinach, the very superfoods that Dr. Marty used in his own practice to help dogs thrive. This is not, by the way, one of those fresh dog foods that takes up fridge space and expires quickly. No squeezing wet food out of a pouch. Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, so it contains the max amount of nutrients. It's shelf-stable, and it comes in bite-sized nuggets that are dry to the touch. It has the convenience of kibble, but the nutrition and ingredients of a wholesome homemade food. And dogs love the flavor. Save up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus get a free pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. A dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Richard in Chicago. Hey, Richard, what's up?
Hi. Something about Gaza, but I just wanted to start with, because you mentioned something. With the stock that came out, I tried to look up the NASDAQ requirements because I thought, you know, as soon as the thing was released or within a day, they announced that it had big losses. And I was thinking, well, you shouldn't, don't they vet? You know, why can't I pretend I have a company and go, you know, go public? You know,
yeah, put it on the NASDAQ, yeah.
Yeah, but here's the other thing. Have you ever verified the Hamas casualty numbers they put out? Because I've been trying to, and I saw something today. I'm just wanted to ask you if you have verified them, that you know, that they're even remotely accurate.
Nobody has or can. Although the United Nations has asserted that those numbers are either accurate or conservative. I mean, if you destroy, if you reduce to rubble buildings that are mostly made out of stone, by the way, so when they collapse, they crush people to death. If you destroy, you know, the majority of the buildings in a city that has more than a million people in it, you're probably going to have 30,000 casualties.
You know, first of all, they're concrete buildings because I'm an architect. But the other thing, I mean, I'm not disagreeing with you, but I'm just making that point. Look, there are maps. I thought initially that you could look at from satellites and see graves being dug. We do it in Ukraine. But I saw today for the first time a statistical analysis of those numbers, and they are really suspect.
Yeah, I know. Israel is pushing this really hard right now through social media.
So here's the thing is I would love it. I mean, you know, a good thing for your program, get somebody on who's impartial, because I think that this is driving the narrative to a tremendous degree. Yeah. And Hamas is the only person issuing these things. And I know it's the horses out of the barn. You know, God forbid you would question these numbers.
Well, it's just there's nobody else on the ground there to come up with the numbers.
They you know what they've come up with is that there are days where it seems as if the incremental deaths are on a straight line. They graphed it out. They graphed out women versus children being killed. They graphed out Hamas shooter soldiers. And look, I don't know. I'm not approving of what's happening at all. I am just saying that this whole country is going crazy with these numbers. All you see in the comment sections are everybody, Israel, Zionists, murderers, genocide, all of this stuff. Mm-hmm. On the numbers that Hamas, that haven't really been verified. So I think it would be really interesting at some point to find out, you know, how bad it is. And it's not, I'm not condoning it at all.
Well, if Israel killed 20,000 people, that's still a crime.
It is, and everybody does it. We did it, and we're still doing it to people in Gitmo.
Yeah, we did it in Afghanistan and Iraq. You're absolutely right, but that doesn't justify.
Yeah, but I'm saying that there are people that look at these numbers and they look at women versus children. Some days there's no women and all children, and some days there's the numbers don't, according to these people, add up.
Yeah.
I'm
not the arbiter of this, Richard, I get it. I'm not the arbiter of this stuff. I'm just just reporting what's being reported. Richard, from Richard to Richard in Bozeman, Montana. Hey, Richard, what's on your mind today?
So much is on my mind because I've been listening to the show for almost 3 hours, and there's always so many wonderful voices, Tom, including yours, so thank you.
Thank you.
As I listen from topic to topic, I was thrilled to hear from the lady from Idaho call in a little while ago. Mm-hmm. Initially, when I called in, I wanted to ask you this. Some friends of mine call it woo-woo. Are you familiar with that kind of term?
Yeah.
like, I guess it's like magic or something,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
When I and my wife or others that are friends start to just hear the voice of DJT, we don't feel good. We're quickly running to the mute button. And I start to have this image in my mind of the eagle's claw, a predatory bird that swoops down and grabs you. And it feels like just the sound of that man's voice now grabs me because of the way I feel about him. But I think it's grabbing other people. And I wonder if it's woo-woo or is there some kind of a hypnosis, some sort of a power that is kind of unexplainable. And, you know, how do we address that? And
it's called an anchor, Richard, in psychology. When you, you know, if you have a place where you regularly have really pleasant or really unpleasant experiences, and you visit that place, the emotion associated with those pleasant or unpleasant experiences comes back even before you experience anything, because that place has become an anchor for those feelings. And Donald Trump's voice, and you can be, and, you know, and voices, sounds can be anchors, just like places can be anchors. So Trump's voice has become an anchor for a lot of us for basically disgust. I mean, it just reminds us of all the other awful stuff that he does. So that's what's going on. That's how it works. So there's an article, actually, if you go to wisdomschool.com, there's a whole article about how anchors work psychologically.
Yeah, yeah. And the press, what would, if out of comes Mr. Trump from the courtroom and he wants to talk and there's nobody there to listen, wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, it would be. Well, there's only, you know, about 100 pro-Trump people who are hanging outside the courtroom. You know, it's like his crowds have kind of given up on him, I think. So, yeah, that seems like a good sign. So, Richard, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Were going to say?
DDT. Did we get rid of DDT?
By and large.
Can we get rid of...
Yeah, the problem with DDT is that it is still being manufactured in other parts of the world, and it's still killing birds.
Yeah. Well, I want to get rid of DJT.
Yeah, well, you know,
thank you, Tom.
Yeah, you're welcome. I think he's on his way out. I really do. And I think this trial is not going to help him. I think it's hurting him badly. Thanks so much for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag your it. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the people around you. Take good care of yourself. I'll catch up with you tomorrow.
Listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Debt. It keeps you tossing and turning at night. You can't get away from it. But the truth is, the system is designed to trap you in debt. Insanely high interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. There's a new way out of the debt trap. Pivotal Debt Solutions. Pivotal Debt Solutions isn't like the old school debt relief companies that string your debt out for years. They have aggressive strategies that can end your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Pivotal Debt Solutions can cut or even eliminate interest. Find programs to write off your balances so you owe less. Stop those threatening phone calls and without bankruptcy and without a loan. Bottom line, they find every solution possible to end your debt permanently. Before you do anything, contact Pivotal Debt Solutions first. Talk to them for free. Find out how fast they can help you get out of debt. Visit zapmydebt.com. That's zapmydebt.com. Zapmydebt.com.
News from the center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
Richland County's choice for news, talk, and sports.
Todd Alba Show.
Who do you
want making the decisions for your daughters if you're a girl dad? I have two girls, 14 and 12, and I still consider myself pro-life. But here's the thing. I became a conservative because I didn't want government telling me what to do and being intrusive in my life. Mm-hmm. And I'll be damned if I want a bunch of theocrats getting in the middle of my daughter's life.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. After sitting on the Senate passed bill for months, House Speaker Mike Johnson is actually doing something about military aid to Ukraine and Israel.
Speaker Johnson told House Republicans he wants to bring all